You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. And we're joined by their president, Reed Clark. Reed, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Greg, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. You guys, you know, you've done a really good job not only building a competitive team, but, you know, making it a venue where people want to go to and come. And are you seeing that reflective in even ticket renewals and different things that you're doing heading into this season that begins here just in over 4 months' time?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, last year we saw a 40% increase in ticket sales, which is great. There's still work to go. We're already past our season ticket holder number that we hit last year, Greg. Which is great because we still have 4.5 months, something like that, till the season. So the fan support from the Empton community and basketball community is definitely there. I mean, we've never had more kids playing hoops than we got right now. So we got to capitalize on an opportunity. Basketball is a growing sport all over this country. We provide such a great atmosphere. I call it the best sporting atmosphere in the city. We're doing a ton of stuff for fan engagement and having fun with it. So people are starting to take notice of that, and we can feel the momentum coming.
Calgary enters the league this year as an expansion team, and anytime there's Edmonton-Calgary, that's a natural rivalry, and I think you open up the season with games against them. The Surge, yeah. Correct?
Yeah, the dreaded Calgary Surge, the expansion team coming in this year. So we start the season in Calgary. We open up their season at Winsport on Saturday. That's on May 27th. And then we come right back to Edmonton on May 28th, play the same Surge, and open up. We're still playing the Expo Center. It was the Hive. Now that's switched to the Hangar with our deal with our friend Flair Airlines. So that's going to have brand new seats, Jason. I just saw them yesterday, actually. They look pretty amazing. Refresh from 1980s that was in there before. Cup holders, which is a big key. Brand new floor that we're getting in April, and then a whole refresh look. So we open up the Flair Airlines Hangar against Calgary on Sunday, May 28th. And one of the things really cool is that we actually play them 4 times. So we do 2 at home and then 2 away, which is what I was reminding some people earlier this week when the schedule got dropped, is more than the Flames and the Oilers play. So we're taking that Battle of Alberta. We've already fired a few shots to them. We've gone down to Calgary and refreshed a few nets with our colors and our stickers. So we're ready for it, and there'll be a whole bunch of plans coming up on some fun things for fans.
So you start on the road, and then I think you have 3 consecutive home games on the 28th, May 31st, and then on June 10th. Anything new planned for fans who are going to the games?
Well, I mean, one of the big things that we success with last year is we got the Wiener Wednesday. So we're the home of the $2 hot dog. So we got three Wednesday games in the 2023 schedule. So we're bringing back the $2 hot dogs. We have to. We dress up a couple of interns in hot dog costumes. They toss them out to the crowds. Everybody has a great time. So we're bringing that back in. Like I said, the new seats, the new floor is going to be huge. We're also doing a few really big theme nights that I'm proud about. One is going to be our Celebrate Indigenous Night, Jason, where we're actually going to have the game broadcast in Cree. So it's the first time they've ever broadcast a basketball game in Cree, which is really cool. Proud to be a part of that. We're also going to do a Hoops for Troops night, really celebrate our whole military families and the base that's just outside the city. And then we're going to do a Mad Love, celebrate women in basketball and pay homage to the Canadian national team for the women are based out of Edmonton. And there's such a legacy with the grads going back into the 20s, 30s, and 40s. So those are kind of the big things that we're going to be doing, and there'll be free tickets for everyone who's part of those kind of communities, and then a whole bunch of different kind of fan engagement and giveaways that tie into it. So stay tuned for more details on those things.
Reed, speaking of expansion, it's not just Calgary. Winnipeg is coming in this season. The Sea Bears is their name, and I think that's your third home game with them. When you look at you're on the road for them. But if you look at the expansion and, you know, basketball, there's lots of eligible players. What's the goal for the league long term? Is it cap now? Do you see more expansion coming? Because Montreal, of course, the Alliance came in the year before.
Yeah.
What's a good number where you don't expand too quick and end up with weak organizations?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I mean, we'll be 10 teams this year. So we got five in the West. We got five in the East. And, you know, and I like the markets that we're in Western Canada are really strong. We got Vancouver, which is playing out Langley. We got Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, Winnipeg. And then the East, we've got two ones just outside of the GTA. So we've got Brampton and Scarborough, and then Montreal, Ottawa, and Niagara. You know, there's been some talks about maybe getting to a 15-team format. And I think that's possible. It's just where are the markets that make sense for this. You know, we've seen that in some of our bigger markets, like Edmonton, like Montreal last year, that's probably where we had some of the most success in terms of fans and ticket sales and engagement. So, you know, maybe the league, when it first started back in 2019, it was thinking, hey, well, maybe there's some small markets here that we can capitalize and be the only sporting entity. And that'll work. And I think now we've seen going into our fifth year coming up starting this May, that this is more of a big city franchise opportunity for people, and it really ties into that. And you know, there's more people in bigger metro areas like Edmonton that just like basketball. It just makes sense. So we'll see if there's markets out there. We'll definitely be looking at them, but we're pretty happy with the 10 that we've got right now.
Now I see Xavier Moon, of course, lighting it up in the G League. Any chance he's coming back?
Well, all I can tell you is I was down there 3 weeks ago, and I went to one of the G League games in Ontario. And his level of play right now, Gregor, is unbelievable. He's so confident with the ball. I mean, he can get 30 and 10, which he did the other night, anytime he wants. But he's really trying to adapt his game and being like, hey, what is the Clippers going to need me, or maybe another NBA team going to need me to do? Facilitate, you know, rebound, score. I can do it all. So he's really adapting his game. So I guess all I can say is, we met for lunch. We talked. You know, I can say if he's going to come back to the CBL, he's come back to the Stingers. There's nowhere else he's going. Okay. And we just got to wait and see. And he told me, he's like, you know, I'd love to come play, but you know, if I get an NBA deal, I gotta go that way. Reed, you understand, right? And I get it. So, I will say there's a strong chance.
And with his success, I got to think from a, and it's not just him, there's been a few guys now that have gone on to G League and even to the NBA. That's just giving more credibility for the CEBL, and you're having maybe players that were a little hesitant now maybe more willing to want to come to the league?
Yeah, you know, we're talking to a few players. I think the G League is such a good opportunity for us. The G League, like the AHL in hockey, has taken steps in recent years to become a real good pro league, and there's so many guys there. They're young, they got talent, and maybe they don't even get that much time in the G League, and they need to get more reps, which is where our league works out perfect. The schedules line up too, Jason, where G League's done in basically March and April. We start in May. They don't start till November. Where some of these European leagues, they want guys to play all the way till the end of May, and then you actually come in early August, which goes into both ends of our season and causes some issues. So I think there's a ton of talent out there. I think we're going to turn into, you know, a really big feeder league for G League, for NBA Summer League, and for guys to go on. And I'm hopeful, you know, talking to Steve Sura, our GM, is, you know, I think we could have four or five G League guys on our roster who also have some NBA experience this season. So it's that's a credibility league. I keep telling everyone, you'll see guys playing the Stingers this summer who won't be in the NBA in 2 or 3 years. They'll be there in November, December.
Now, I know you've been around a while, Reed. It kind of sounds like, you know, the league's going in the direction maybe when you think of the quality of players and, you know, potentially, you know, maybe not exactly like a AAA for the Trappers, but similar in the sense that, you know, if people are looking at getting to see guys when they're young and then they go on there, you know, it's not going to be a complete feeder league to the NBA. That's obviously what the G League is, but it's one that gets you more opportunities and people will be able to connect the dots to players in the G League and fans who want to see good basketball, but also want to see where the players go in the future.
100%. And I think a market like Edmonton, and people want to be able to connect the dots. I can see this guy and he's going to go up to the next, to the big league and see that. We're a big enough sitting place that we need to kind of have that connection. So yeah, I mean, if I had to compare us to a league, almost like East Coast League, but more elevated, Jason, on that sense, because our guys are going to be playing high level in Europe as well, right? If they're not going to G League or the NBA, but I mean, everybody in this league, like these are young guys coming right out of NCAA, coming out of a year into a Europe and playing. So they're all on the way up. We're not getting the guys coming down, you know, like Jose Canseco on his back end playing in an independent baseball league in Edmonton, which is cool, but that's not what we're showcasing and what we're about. So we got guys going the other way, and you'll see everyone's come to a game has been really impressed with the level of ball. And those are guys I know who have grown up playing basketball and been part of it. They're like, well, this is way better than I thought it was going to be. These aren't just guys coming, you know, out of college or youth sports. These guys can really play.
And you have a lot of weekend home games mixed in with a few $2 hot dog Wednesday games. So it looks like a great schedule once again for the Stingers. And we'll be talking to you throughout the year. As always, Reed, appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. Really appreciate it.